Welcome to Market View with Ike Ios and Friends. The show that not only reveals and analyzes the inside story on today's market news, but also uncovers the areas where investors can make money right now. Market Views with Ike Ios and Friends is being brought to you by GM Capital Group.
Ladies and gentlemen, good morning. Mike Ios, your host for Market News. Yes, my very good friend, Mr. Glenn Neely. Hi, Glenn. How are you?
Hi, Ike. Doing pretty good.
Well, Glenn, first of all, let me congratulate you for being the number one market timer.
Appreciate it.
You're welcome. And second, I thought today was the perfect time to do an interview for two reasons. One is you had predicted and you were expecting the up leg that we got since the June low.
You're talking about the S&P?
Yes. Second is now that we got this up leg, I'm getting from other people conflicting remarks. Others think this is the end of the up leg, and I'm thinking about the rally we got yesterday and the continuation today. Others think this is the beginning of a beginning of a new leg up. So I'm really curious to hear your thoughts, and we don't have to start with the S&P. We can go in the order that you send me the charts and get to the S&P.
Okay. Well, typically we start with the euro and work our way through
to the S&P.
Yeah, work our way to the S&P.
Okay.
On the monthly euro chart, this chart was done, let's see, back in July. So I only do these every quarter. So they're updated only infrequently because the data is produced from monthly highs and lows, so things don't change very much until you have a few months to add on. So last time would have been in July, means that we have about 2 months since this was done, and you can see on that update that I'm showing a prediction with the red dashed line that the euro is bottoming. And of course, this was done in the environment that, you know, the euro is going to collapse and the European Union is going to die and all that stuff. So this prediction was indicating that the euro should start to rally and rally pretty significantly for pretty extended period of time, quite a few months. And so far, that's what's happening as of now. I'm checking my charts real quick. The rally's been going on since about late July, so just a few weeks after the update was done. We've had an almost perpetual, consistent rally in the euro. And just in the last day or so, it started to accelerate upward. And so I think it's going to continue and that the forecast will continue to pan out over a period of time. I'll be updating this forecast in October.
Okay. Then let's move to the next chart.
Okay, well, if we want to just mention one thing here, the pattern, a lot of people would look at this and think maybe in the euro it's a contracting triangle. But for under wave theory, for a contracting triangle to make sense, the waves have to differ in the direction of the trend. You can't have them all about the same going down and all about the same going up. That lack of alternation is what makes this what I call a neo-wave diametric pattern, and that's a pattern that contains seven segments, not the typical five that you have in a triangle. And the difference is that the patterns tend to be more similar in time. And if they turn out to be extremely similar in time and price, then it can move on to being what I call a symmetrical, which is a nine-legged correction. So right now I can't be sure if it's going to be just seven legs or it might eventually evolve into nine, but the evidence currently suggests the rally will continue for quite a while, fading up around maybe 1.4 over the next, the next year or so.
Okay.
Okay, so moving on to gold. Okay, now this is this remains one of the touchier scenarios. As you know, again, this was done in July, so it's a couple months old. On the monthly chart, I was looking for the market to rally some, and I think that's what we're going through right now. And you can see the red dashed line and the number five, they're showing a move back up to the highs that we had, let's see, how long ago was that? Maybe about 6 months ago, near 1800. And so I'm thinking that's still a probable outcome. The big question is my long-term count right? I think that we've had enough years of hyper bullishness for gold, enough TV advertisements to buy gold without gold actually making new highs, enough fear of, you know, the government going into increasingly large amounts of debt and so forth, that I would think that if gold really were going to go higher, it would have gone higher a long time ago. So the fact that it's dealt with all this bad news without going higher and actually declining until just recently makes me think that probably the uptrend's over and we're just working on finishing that uptrend, which fits in with this scenario that it could be the end of almost 100-year advance in gold. And if so, that means once this rally's over, and it should stay probably below the all-time high, probably past the election sometime, all this could come to an end and gold could start collapsing. Now, why specifically that would happen, I'm not sure. Maybe the U.S. government actually starts getting serious about debt reduction and cutting expenses and, I don't know. But maybe the other countries stop lending us money and we're forced to become more frugal. But whatever it is, this count would imply a very large decline in the price of gold. Obviously, some kind of deflationary period. We could see gold drop, $1,000 and maybe almost in half over the next so many years. So it'd be a very severe change in the trend in gold, which probably also indicates a very severe change in lots of other markets.
Okay. Then let's move. Okay.
So in the keynote market, again, this was done in July. This count is probably correct, but it's one of the least confirmed structures of all the markets that I follow and one of the most bizarre. It's part of a pattern that's been going on for over 20 years, and there's been no truly confirmed wave structure for almost 20 years in the TNO market. So I'm having to guess and use my experience and behavior and other things to come up with these scenarios. But this kind of served me pretty well now for the last few years. It does suggest that interest rates are getting close to topping, even though they haven't. The uptrend is not finished. It may have peaked, but the uptrend is not finished. And then once it's over, we would see a pretty dramatic and pretty swift change in circumstances. This red channeling that you see would be channeling what's called a terminal pattern. A lot of LA people call this a diagonal triangle.
Okay.
One of the requirements of those kind of patterns is once they're finished, they need to be retraced substantially very fast. So we could see 80-90% retracement of this whole pattern that's in red in about a quarter to half of the time. So within a year or less, we could see interest rates go from 1.5% or so all the way back down to close to 4% or up to 4%, since this is a chart. So that's the kind of danger that is looming, but the timing is difficult because we have a long time before we reach the 2-4 trend line, so the market could go down to a touch and go back up, go down to a touch and go back up, and play with it for quite a while. So I don't know exactly when it's going to finish, but once it does, then the move toward 4% should be very fast.
Okay. So now let's move on to the last chart.
Okay, well, you can see on this chart, again, this was done 2 months ago, so as you stated earlier, I've been bullish on the stock market for a while now. And I think I promised your customers sometime back that as we move further and further away from the center of the rally or the pattern that began at 2009's low, that predictability and clarity would improve continuously. And part of that, been evident because of my rankings with Timer Digest, but it's also evident from the wave counts becoming more and more stable and my ability to predict is more and more precise. And that should continue the closer we get to the end of this pattern. You can see the red dashed line drawing there, which is showing the move back above the old highs, which I think achieved. Did we just achieve that just recently?
You can say that.
Say it again.
You can say that.
Yeah, we just exceeded the highs of early this year. Was it today or just the
today?
Just today. Okay, so we've made substantial progress. and that chart sort of is in line with what just is happening now. The big unknown is how much larger this E wave is going to get, if it is an E wave, but the clarity should improve quite a bit for a while, and I would think because of this, it might be a good idea for us to talk again in the future a little sooner than we normally do, just because this could all come to an end in the next few months. I think the election is going to be a pivotal event where whatever happens, the market's going to talk right before or right after the election, and I don't know if it's going to structurally finish right around that time, but I think the peak is going to occur somewhere around that time, and then the market may play around near the highs for a while, but eventually this pattern should end, and it should not go above the highs of 2007, and then we'll unfortunately start a new bear market probably in 2013 that'll last through 2014 and maybe 2015. Downside potential somewhere around 900, maybe 800, more likely around 900 or 1,000. And that's in that area that I think this next bear market will end. And that will probably, you know, be accompanied by very bad economic news. I sort of feel sorry for whoever wins the next presidential election, because they're probably not going to be too happy about the way things are going. And but then it could be the best buying opportunity of almost our, you know, not necessarily our lifetime, but one of the best buying opportunities for the next 10 or 20 years.
Glenn, anything else you'd like to add?
Oh, I did send you a short-term daily chart if you wanted to take a quick look at that.
Yes, of course.
You can see on that chart there's a black dot which shows the conclusion of the previous decline. And immediately after that black dot is a violent rally, which I think was the start of this new uptrend. And you can see sort of a strange expanding triangle. Now, a lot of people would not look at that and think that's an expanding pattern, but under wave theory, the expansion is determined by the wave's behavior in the direction of the trend. So the only thing you need is for wave C to be longer than wave A and wave E to be longer than wave C, and that's what we have here. The other thing you need is alternation between waves B and D. In this case, wave B is more complicated and time-consuming and very severe in relation to wave A. And wave D is milder, quicker, less complicated. So that's the alternation that's required. And then after the top that we had for wave E a few weeks back, the sideways down action was warning me that most likely we hadn't, but that E wave was not the end of a pattern, but that it was being followed by an X wave correction. We were going to get another rally, so that's why I stayed bullish during this period. And this spike up that we see now should be wave A of the next ABC pattern. And based on the time of the first one, the second one should take at least a month. It could take as much as almost 2 months. So probably going to be going up in sideways for 1 or 2 months, which fits right in with the election time frame. And that's where I think we're going to make the final top for this year.
Glenn, thank you.
Okay,
have
thanks,
Paul.
I appreciate it.
You too, and there too.